The former owner of the Crandon mine is suing the state over an unpublished report he says would have given the project a clean bill of health. The lawsuit filed by Gordon Connor of the Northern Wisconsin Resource Group accuses the state of charging Nicolet Minerals Company more than $600,000 for a six-year study by the now defunct Governor's Scientific Council on Metallic Mining. Connor says the company paid for the report but never got it. He says if it had been published, it would have refuted the claims of mine opponents that the mine was an environmental disaster waiting to happen.
In effect, this report was going to come out and basically say that there's going to be no damage to the headwaters of the Wolf River, and cyanide is a non-issue. And those are the major war cries for the opposition. And we felt very strongly that the state didn't deliver the product, didn't intend to deliver the product as it was billed to us, and we have a complaint.
Connor says he held off on filing the suit until after he sold the mine because he didn't want to jeopardize the permit process. Now the Secaucan Chippewa tribe owns the Nicolet Minerals Company and has officially withdrawn the mine permit application. Tribal attorney Glenn Reynolds is the company's new manager. He says now that the mine is off the table, the scientific report is only of academic interest.
The process was flawed from the tribe's perspective because engineers tend to think realistically in the term of lifetimes, where they tend to think in the terms of seven generations. The only way the ore doesn't pollute the water is if the engineering solutions work forever.
But the prospect of copper mining in the state is not a completely dead letter. There is another lawsuit waiting in the wings. Environmental groups may still sue the DNR if it doesn't follow through on a promise to set strict environmental qualifications for companies that may apply to mine in Wisconsin in the future. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.